This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy Monday, everybody. It is beautiful outside. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. It is schedule release week. We've got the NBA draft lottery tonight. Playoffs are still going on. Did I mention it's beautiful outside?
It may or may not.
It's a good week.
Be really, really, really nice outside.
I have a four-day work week this week, so I'm going to Pittsburgh this weekend.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We didn't get a Bills game announcement though this morning, which I'm a little PO'd about. I'm a little agitated.
No, you want to know why? They have all day for this.
They do, but
they
like,
carved out an entire day for this.
They did.
So
they did.
Okay.
But, like, I wanted to see Josh Allen on, what, like, Get Up this morning or whatever it was? The Today Show?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the not Today on Show. ESPN. Yeah.
I wanted to see it, and it never happened. Instead, it's Eagles-Cowboys for opening night, which, if you're going to do an NFC East team winning the Super Bowl, I'm all for the divisional matchup to open up the season.
Also,
that makes sense. That works for me.
Also, who doesn't like seeing the Cowboys get smacked around to open the year?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like that works.
It's a great draw. It's a perfect draw.
That works. I would have loved Washington, Philly.
Yes.
That would have been awesome.
A rematch of the championship game.
With Washington maybe having a little more juice than last year.
But also consider that matchup has more juice now.
It does.
Whereas, yeah, quote unquote, America's team,
mm-hmm.
that moniker just needs to go away.
But it felt like the last few years was the opening that was sort of supposed to be kind of this inauguration for a new big team, a team that was on the up and up. Detroit last year, Buffalo from a few years ago, while yes, they did have 13 seconds, them playing the Rams was sort of this feeling of
that's the team this year. Divisional game to kick it off. That I will agree with.
Because it's a Dallas team that I feel like a lot of people don't really care for.
Yeah, oftentimes it's not a divisional rival that you're kicking off the season with.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFC East, I like that. That makes sense for me. Those rivalries are alive and well. For me, though, Washington has this feeling of, okay, they're the new big dog on the playground, what have you. Like they've arrived. Jaden Daniels is that dude. Let's see, though, game one, is it going to be like a C.J. Stroud-type second year, or is he going to continue that ascension? And Stroud was still fine last year. He's still considered one of the better young quarterbacks in football, but it was certainly not his rookie year. So I kind of want to see it, opening night.
Yeah.
But they could also play like Sunday Night Football, and we'll still get primetime Washington early, which I do imagine we'll get some primetime Washington this year. I think it's going to be maybe five or six games, a lot like the Bills the last few years. But then I also want a Bills game. I just want to know, what are they doing?
Well, again, that's going to be us at some point.
What they should do is just announce Christmas games before so we can all prepare.
Well, on Wednesday,
prepare.
We are going to have a show of a nightcap.
2 hours.
Where we are going to be here waiting for that 8 o'clock at night.
Even though we will basically have the entire schedule all but announced at that point.
You know what I'm going to do? On purpose, I'm not going to look at a single thing.
Good for you. Good for you. I can't do that.
You're going to be here.
I will be here. I will have to be doing updates, so I can't do that.
Yeah, you actually have that to do.
But good for you. I commend that. So are you going to not be looking at any of the announcements over the next 2 days? Because I think we're getting two more games announced today.
You know what? We'll see if I can do it.
We'll see if you can do it.
We'll see if I can do it.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah.
I'm going to text you when these games get announced.
I won't
tell you what they are.
You're just going to tell me that things have happened.
Things have happened, yes. I think I'll do that. We did have playoff action over the weekend. We were talking before we came in today.
Oh, brutal weekend.
Rough weekend.
For a lot of us.
Yeah, for teams we wanted to win. Not great. Not great.
And now especially it has become – I'm very interested in one series in particular, and I think a lot of people will know which one I'm hinting at there. But I want to go over that one last.
Mm-hmm.
Mikko Rantanen is on another worldly tear. We were talking about the Connor McDavid pace back on Friday. And it looks like Mikko Rantanen is trying to match that from last year.
He's doing his best.
And it's fascinating that Colorado had to trade him. And Carolina had to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to think about that whole situation with him throughout this year, but seeing as he's using it as a drive that he was traded from two teams in 1 year, yeah, that's a lot of vitriol to store up in there.
And
especially when athletes create ways.
Yeah.
To be motivated.
When they get in their own head to get motivated, yeah.
Or create the most delusional thing. Like the Chiefs, they didn't believe in us a couple years ago. And it's like, give me a break.
But you kind of let athletes just do it because it's like every athlete's going to do this.
Yes.
They need to, I get
they
it.
They need to. Mikko Rantanen does not need to. The ammunition is all there.
Yep.
And he's going on an otherworldly tear right now.
It's almost every game he's putting up at least 3 points.
Yeah.
He is a driving force for everything Dallas is doing, and they're playing incredibly well. 5-2 win yesterday against Winnipeg. Just they look incredible. Dallas looks unbelievable.
Canes and Caps, I just still have resentment over 06. Mm-hmm. So yeah, yep. I love that the general manager and advisor to the general manager are 06 Hurricanes.
Woo! Love Yay. It.
I do hope that Washington is able to even up the series. Washington has done this all year where they'll randomly get bodied for a game, mm-hmm. and then they'll just keep winning.
Yep.
Edmonton. That is a brutal, brutal way to lose a game three, and I'm going to wonder if it changes the series. Game four will be tonight between Oilers and Golden Knights. I'm genuinely interested to see what happens. What are you able to do there? By the way, still no Calvin Pickard. Mm-hmm. It's Stuart Skinner back in net.
Yeah.
In a play where you can try to defend it or you can absolutely choose not to. But man,
how unlucky is Leon Draisaitl in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
That is a wrong place, wrong time moment, because if that play happens quite literally half a second later, it's not counted and you're going to overtime.
Yep.
With a chance to put Vegas in a 3-0 hole. And you're at home.
And Edmonton scored late to tie that game up to what was thought we're getting close to forcing overtime. Riley Smith, right at the end. I mean, literally right a second
just
left.
Just shovels the puck to try to see if something can happen.
And it does. And you're right. Like that's,
but also the play to set it up. What a forecheck by Carlson.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. It is a kind of play. It is a kind of moment that can flip a series where all of a sudden, let's get ready for overtime. Let's get just kind of play it safe. Nothing. They scored.
It counts.
And there's nothing you can do. And that's the thing, too. Initially, it was thought it went off the crossbar, off the pipe. And then you watch the replay, and you're like, nope, I know what the bang was. It was the camera in the middle of the net.
And to make matters worse, Edmonton was literally in a series where a crucial moment flipped the script.
Mm-hmm.
They win the next four against LA because in Game 3, where they need to win their first of the series, something wacky happens, a weird challenge by LA's coach in that instance, and Edmonton wins and doesn't look back.
Yeah.
I will wonder if that happens now against Edmonton, especially if Pickard's not going to be in net for Game 4. Because Pickard took over for Skinner, and they hadn't lost.
Yep. And Vegas, I mean, you mentioned it too. If they lose that game, they're 3-0 down. The series feels all but over. And now instead, tonight, 9:30, Game 4, Vegas could easily tie this up. And if they do,
they've done it on the road.
And it will look back to that Riley Smith goal of...
That might be a pivotal moment of the postseason.
That's what saved it. And then to start the night, 7 o'clock, Game 4, Capitals at Hurricanes.
I just hope that Washington can be in that because I just don't like Carolina.
Nope. I don't like their style. I don't really like how they play at all. And then, of course,
I don't like
you
their
have
aesthetics
the
residuals. Either.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're an ugly hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that their owner has agreed with it, but can you settle on something or change the logo for once now?
Please.
Just do something.
Do something.
If you don't like the logo on the road uniforms, then change the logo.
Do something.
Do something.
Please.
Fix it at this point. And then let's talk about this because it is becoming the most fascinating series because of the teams that are playing in it and the narratives that can be drawn. Also because we have people close enough here that could end up hearing some of our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine what Sportsnet 590 sounds like today.
Yeah, Toronto, I need something out of you, man. Joseph Wall's doing his best out there.
I'm
his best out there.
No, ready? It's not even that. Zach, who was a player that I kept mentioning of who he needs the pivotal moment?
I mean, is Matthews even out there at times?
He's playing well defensively.
Sure, but you're there to go, you score goals, man.
But you are supposed to be the goal scorer. And you are not doing it.
He had 3 shots on goal yesterday, by the way.
That's not enough.
No.
That's not enough. And I do think that we've talked about how Mitch Marner is treated within Toronto and how it is this interesting dynamic of why he might leave.
Mm-hmm.
I really do want to know how it's going to end up happening like this because of the fact that both Marner and Matthews, they have double digits. They have 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like every now and then that it is empty calorie, which is their problem in the playoffs exactly. Because if you look at games 4 through 7 for them, and in particular games where they can clinch a series, those numbers become ghastly. Last night is no difference in an example. But you want your 100-point player and your constant threat for the Rocket Richard trophy to do more than they are. And this is a chance for the Leafs. Now, it's a three-game series between Florida, and you have home ice advantage. This is your chance to finally show teams that you're not just the same old Leafs. To show fans, to show the league, you're not just the same old Leafs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I'm gonna wither and die in this moment. And there's a difference though between not withering and dying and actually advancing in these scenarios.
Well, and probably for the first time in these playoffs. I mean, they struggled a little bit with Ottawa, but they always kind of controlled that series. There was never a worry. This is the first time in these playoffs they've been legitimately tested. Their best guy, I mean, they're shut out. They're shut out by Florida last night. Matthews, for the most part, in this series, has averaged about three shots on goal per game. He did have two assists, not last night, but game three?
Mm-hmm.
So he's putting something on the score sheet, but like you mentioned, like he's your constant Rocket Richard guy. He's the dude that if he was playing all these games, he'd be on a faster pace than Ovechkin. Because we know he needs to start performing. He needs to start putting pucks in the net. He needs to start doing. We just mentioned him.
He needs to do his share offensively.
Yeah, and like what guys like Mikko Rantanen are doing, where he's just like there's a period where you're like. He's the best player on the planet. He is just in a different zone. Matthews, it feels like in every playoffs, it doesn't even matter if he puts points on points on the score sheet. Never is a guy where he's just in the zone. He's just dominating. He's a problem. Florida only wins that game last night 2-0. It never really felt like Toronto was that threatening.
No,
I mean, to be fair, saves would show you that. I mean, I think they had 23 total shots on net.
It was tougher to convince Leaf fans that they were closer in this game.
Mm-hmm.
For 50 minutes, one shot, you're tied.
Yeah.
And that's what Joseph Woll was doing for you.
But it never felt like it was coming.
Leaf fans could have convinced you that game five against Ottawa, where they lose 4-0,
mm-hmm.
they looked like a better team there.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of this is also, are the Florida Panthers awake? Because they sleepwalk through the first two games. I also think this is ultimately who they are. Florida was just home for those games.
Mm-hmm.
Florida was a 500 team on the road this year. You have three games.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are at home in Toronto against a .500 team on the road this year. If you're not getting it done now, this core, you're not getting it done with this core. Point blank period, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I've kept saying the Mitch Marner to Buffalo ideal, or at least be in the conversation for it. It is because if they don't get past the second round, and Marner is a UFA, you're just walking away. Matthew Nyes can slot in into the top six comfortably with them now.
I do like him.
He's a spicy player.
He's fun. I like him.
And then you can bring back Tavares on a cheaper deal again. And it just, I don't know what you can do with Mitch Marner at that point of, we need to shake up the core. Your contract is up. That's the easiest way to make a decision here.
Yep.
And yet at the same time, I look at Austin Matthews and I think, when are you going to elevate in the biggest of moments? Because you have shown throughout your entire career that you just don't.
We've had flashes, though, from him.
Not that you cannot. It's just that you typically don't.
No, but like even go back to this international tournament we had just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't score, but what do you have, two assists in the game against Canada?
He did have two assists in that game, yes.
So, I mean, like there have been moments
but he was
where it
also,
looks like, okay, here we go. Like it's coming.
But he was also on the ice,
mm-hmm.
missing the assignment on McDavid
yes,
who for the game
scores.
Winner.
Yep. Yep. So it's been flashes. It's been moments where you think, here we go. Nope. And maybe that's the most frustrating part is it's not Connor Hellebuck. Right now in the playoffs, where you're just sitting there going, there's something wrong here. The yips, what have you, sports psychologist, get him on the phone. I don't know. Where with Matthews, there is those few plays, those few minutes on the ice where you think he's putting it together. There's the Matthews from the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. It's not a complete culmination. I think Hellebuck is maybe the more concerning one because I think Winnipeg really does go as he goes.
The difference,
and,
though,
and he is a disaster in the playoffs, at least especially
as
this
of
year.
Late. But but even then, he gets his first playoff shutout since 2021 over the weekend. So like that's a real thing too,
right? But then you know, lets up five to Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But also, Hellebuck did carry this team to a conference final at one point in the past.
He did.
Austin Matthews, with the next game that he plays. Ties the amount of playoff games that he has played in a series.
Oh, boy.
At 11. So if he's healthy and he plays through the rest of the series, say, like, for example, a team just goes straight on through.
Mm-hmm.
You get to 12. That's the most games in a postseason that Matthews will have ever played.
Yeah.
And that obviously has plenty to do with the team. But this is also one of two times that he's been a point per game within the playoffs as a mm-hmm. whole. I'm very interested to see what happens. Max Domi took a run at Barkov.
And I think all saw Matthew Tkachuk afterwards. I'm coming for you or I'm going to get you?
Towards William Nylander.
Towards Nylander.
Which, I guess begrudgingly, I'll admit that's probably the smart play. He is the one that shows up in the playoffs consistently.
Almost had a breakaway last night.
Yep. But like, because Marner and Matthews become ghosts in games 5 through 7. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Sure. If you're going to be a dirtbag, go ahead and go after the one that's actually making.
go after the one guy who's producing.
If you're going to dirtbag right, I guess. But also, yes, give the Florida Panthers more reasons to dirtbag.
I mean, yeah.
Like, that was such a.
It was such a dumb play, really bad.
That you were out for blood because the NHL once again screwed up because Sam Bennett elbows Anthony Stolarz in the
mm-hmm,
head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really getting sick of the Florida Panthers.
I think most people are.
And I think like plenty of it could also be, and I know that there will be some fans around here even saying like, oh, the Sabres aren't tough enough. Florida's tough and they win all the time. No, Florida wins all the time because they're always put in an advantageous situation.
Mm-hmm.
I am sick of the league catering to Colin Campbell and Gregory Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying there's a conspiracy, but I am going to go ahead and say it's time to at least connect some dots.
Yeah.
Colin Campbell did nothing of note to be worthy of a Hall of Fame member. And there is actual evidence of him emailing complaining about referees when Gregory Campbell played for Boston.
Oof.
Now Greg Campbell is part of the front office in Florida and they play like dirtbags and they get away with it?
And here we are.
Here we are? I'm usually not tinfoil hat guy, but I've currently got the Reynolds wrap in the corner. Florida plays so, they're so despisable to me that I'm cheering for Toronto.
Yeah, I do want to. Well, I'm kind of there too. Just I want a different storyline. Like we've talked about, I want
it's not
something
even about storylines. I just
want
to see the Florida Panthers dead in the water.
Yeah, they could be playing anybody, and I might get there with
now
Toronto.
I'm just
now
annoyed
different.
With Florida.
Yeah, now it's different because it's Florida. On that game five, got a little bit of a wait.
I don't know
Wednesday.
I don't know
in
why
Toronto.
I suddenly got spicy about the Florida Panthers on a Monday morning, but here we are.
Do you think though there's going to be like legitimate retaliation with how long of a wait we've got? It is Wednesday, game five in Toronto. There's a little bit of wait time there.
Yeah, like that's enough time to cool down.
Mm-hmm.
But the Florida Panthers employ Sam Bennett, Matthew Tkachuk.
Well, that's right.
Brad Marchand.
And Brad Marchand.
Which, by the way, that's a delicious piece of PTSD for Leaf fans. He scores the overtime winner in game three. God, that puts you right back in the feels.
Yeah. Again, overall, not a great weekend for teams you're rooting for in sports. The Knicks, by the way, blown out on Saturday. Boston hit 50% of the threes.
So the shooting team went right back
to what they wanted it.
Yeah. And with the shooting team, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. They died twice.
Yeah, they died twice and then like,
and
we'll light them up.
As a matter of fact, they had the sword to the Knicks' throats and then died twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, a shooting team is going to hit those one game and it's going to work. Now is it going to be, can they keep going?
I imagine they will. They are also an elite road team this year, 33-8 in the regular season.
Yep.
They are elite. That game's at 7:30 tonight at the Garden. Following the draft lottery, which will be at 7, Cooper Flagg out of Duke, expected to be the first overall definitely going to be the first overall pick. And then at 10, it's Timberwolves Warriors. Both those are game fours. T-Wolves lead that series with the Warriors 2-1. The Knicks do still lead their series with the Celtics 2-1, although I will say this, and I think ESPN just had this up too. If the Celtics win this game tonight, they're winning the series. I don't think the Knicks win another game if they lose tonight.
By the way, I just want to take a moment. You want to get connected with our fans real quick? Just
Let's
so we
do
have the read. Getting connected with our fans is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Kyle tweeting in. Bissonnette almost verbally killed Marner on Chicklets today. Can't imagine 590 was any better or nicer. Mm. P.S. Marner isn't the issue, nor is Nylander, Tavares, or Nyes. It's Matthews, a ghost.
Matthews is a ghost. I will say on Marner, though, I just want to make sure I'm right on this. He did have zero shots on goal the last two games.
Yes, but Marner is also a distributor.
That's right. He had two assists.
He's not a shooter.
No.
Why is my 40 per at minimum 40 goal scorer, my 50 sometimes 60 goal scorer. Why does he have two goals all postseason?
Record pace kind of guy.
Yeah,
not doing it.
It's two goals,
but it's the same conversation we have overall always with Toronto. The high end talent just
it disappears.
They do not play the same
when your third best player
in
of that big three
becomes
your top playoff performer.
Yeah, not good. 803-0550, the number two call. We talked a little bit of the schedule as well. I'd like to jump in that a little bit later on today. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Playoff action, of course. But coming up after a quick timeout, Sal Mariana of the Democrat and Chronicle is going to join us, talk a little baseball. He also has a piece up on the schedule as well, potential for the Bills. How many primetime games could they have? Love to get his thoughts on that. And we're going to do that after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.